Blog Talk Radio.
This is Miss P, and you're on the air, live, okay? Live. I just wanted to put that out there because so many people are asking questions. Oh, is the show live? Is the show this? Is the show that? Yes, the show is live, okay, guys? So just to, you know, clear that all up, speculation and everything like that, you know, is just, you know, we're live, okay? So on today's show, we're going to have Taffa. And he's going to be on the show shortly, and we get to talk to him and get to know him and get to know what great things he got going on, what new projects and, you know, what music and things of that nature. You know how we do on the InTune show. So anyway, as usual, I just wanted to touch on a few bases, and I just wanted to talk on about my day today, okay, if that's okay for a few minutes. Well, Miss P Day was pretty cool. I was stressing so much about today's interview because I was just like, oh my goodness, I'm not going to be in a place I need to be at in order to do this at a certain time. But God is good, as usual. And he just opened up so many doors for me today because when I went to class today, I got there, did one class, was going to my second class to hear that the professor was sick and I didn't have to go. Therefore, I was able to go to my appointment that I had at the doctor's office today relatively early and get back in time for the show. So all of that worked out. So I just wanted to put that out there just to say that although sometimes things may seem frustrating and it may seem like a battle, if you pray on it and just ask God to work it all out for you, he always done because he hasn't let me down yet. So with that being said, and Taffa will be calling in at 6:40, and before we have him on the show, let's listen to one of his songs, and it's called Get Off Your Ass, and this is by Taffa.
Yeah. Y'all niggas want something? You gotta go out and get it yourself. They ain't giving you shit, nigga.
Bullets to humble you will turn you to an animal,
right?
Provided you survive him. Hope the nigga that shot him can't aim, but top is a rider. Fucking survivor, ducking and dodging them copies, trying to stay out of the padlock.
Yeah.
Paddy wagon full of mad and my comrades. I don't even know him, but fuck it, nigga,
we all black.
And fuck a piece of the pie, nigga, want all that. I jump on beaches of stunt, nigga, I'm all that.
Yeah.
So what you call that? A little bit of arrogance mixed with some Hennessy, a whole lot of confidence. Not a carrot bone in my body, I don't give a shit. I'ma take what the hell I want, cause they ain't giving it. When the smoke cleared, I see my bro holding up his fist, telling me to go and get it, kill him like they own shit.
Yeah.
And I open up a can of ass whooping, got the whooping on their ass. And I know them niggas feel it.
Get mine, cause they can't get do nothing.
Yeah.
And on your behind, ain't gon' get your ass nothing.
Yeah.
You get up and grind, or stay home front. And I don't know about y'all, but I'm breathing for something.
I'ma go and get mine, cause they can't get do nothing.
Yeah.
On your behind, ain't gon' get your ass nothing.
Yeah.
You get up and grind, or stay home front. And I don't know about y'all,
but I'm breathing for something.
Yeah. My man told me it can always be worse, and I told them it can always get better. When it comes to cheddar,
yeah.
When it comes to my situation, I ain't patiently waiting.
Nah.
Obeying anyone's part, nigga, ask Troy Davis.
Yeah.
It's obvious they don't give a fuck about none of us. That's
nah.
Why it takes the entire village to raise one of us. No, I ain't no politician.
Nah.
No, I ain't no conscious nigga.
Nah.
But I'm conscious of my surrounding niggas, so let's get it. Better living conditions from the work that I put in. But the booth in the kitchen is dope when y'all get it.
Get it out what you put in. I don't think y'all listening. Y'all too busy running the streets being knuckleheads. I want the upper hand.
Kid.
Some motherfucking land. I know we ain't gonna get it from Uncle Sam. You understand?
Nah.
But I overstand all the nonsense growing up in America.
Kid.
I ain't no American mind, cause they don't give you nothing.
Uh-huh.
And all you're behind ain't gonna get your ass nothing.
Uh-huh.
You gon' get up and grind or stay home front. And I don't know about y'all, but I'm breathing for something.
Yeah.
I'ma go and get mine, cause they won't give you nothing.
Uh-huh.
And all you're behind ain't gon' get your ass nothing.
Uh-huh.
You gon' get up and grind or stay home front. And I don't know about y'all, but I'm breathing for something.
Something,
yeah. Shit, yeah, nigga. Motivation, dedication. You got out of talent too, nigga.
Know what I mean?
Get off your ass. Stop complaining about this and that. And go get it, man. Chick. Stop. Chick.
Oh.
Yeah, guys, so that's Get Off Your Ass by Taffa. I really hope you guys listen to the words, because that song really has a lot of significant meaning behind it. And I'm just waiting for Taffa to call in right now so we can kind of talk to him about that. In the next few minutes, he'll be calling in. And again, about that song, Get Off Your Ass, he's pretty much letting you guys know, you know, stop complaining, stop, you know, stop talking about it and be about it pretty much, because there's a lot of people out there that have these golden aspirations, but you never see them play it forward. And, you know, so many times, you know, I hear from family and some friends and stuff, and they'd be like, oh, Miss P, how you do this and how you do that? I mean, I must admit, you know, it does get overwhelming trying to maintain and build and network and go to school and be a full-time mom, which never changed, because when I say full-time mom, I mean, that's never going to change your status on that career. It's always, that's your thing, okay? And as far as, like, you know, also working full-time and things of that nature, so people are always saying that I'm always pushing myself to do too much, but I don't feel like I push myself to do enough, okay, because the life is short, and I just feel like we're all here for a purpose. We're all here for a reason, and I don't want to be that woman that, or that, I should say, that little old lady that has, like, 22 cats sitting around talking about what I should have, could have, would have done. And whether I go at a project and whether it succeeds or not, you know, is one thing. But the fact that I attempted it, I set it forth, and I put it out there in the universe is what means the most to me. And that's what I try to teach my son. It's not about how much you make. It's not about what you get out of it, how many awards, how many certificates, whatever. It's not about that, how much education, because it doesn't necessarily mean because you got 52 degrees that you're much more, you know, in tune than I am. What it means is that you've just been to school more than I have. But the point is that we should not put that much pressure on ourselves to do certain things, but we should always try to assert ourselves to do things. Do not limit yourself and do not stop yourself, and always encourage your children, no matter if they're right or wrong, to do better and to always shoot for the stars and do more. So, you know, that's just my opinion, and I get really passionate about it because I just feel like there's nothing in this world you can't do. The only thing that limits you is yourself. That's it. The choices that we create in our life are the things that we create around us and why things go the way they do. If something is wrong in my life, I have to really take a step back and really observe it and see what it is that I can do to alter something to make my life better. And 9 times out of 10, you know what, guys? We always know what that something is, but it's always letting go of that something that's the hard part. So that's just food for thought. I'm not going to get all deep on you guys and things of that nature. Like I said, again, I'm waiting for Taff to call in. I also wanted to give a shout-out to everyone who joined Off the Page Magazine group. I just want to express that it's for mature-minded people only. That group was created basically to keep those that are interested in the magazine updated on the, you know, what's going on, and also to get feedback from, you know, everyone about, you know, what direction I could be going in, or should consider for the magazine, because once again, you know, More is better, and I don't know everything, and, you know, there's a lot of things that people can teach me that, you know, I'm not really conscientious of. So that's why I love networking and meeting people so much, because people can always bring something new to the table, and I always think that's awesome. So anyway, guys, I just hope and pray that, you know, my switchboard don't start acting up, because it definitely looked like that's what it's trying to do. And from those who have been following the Intune Show, we know that how that goes. I mean, on my birthday party, when Thuddy Brown was interviewing me, that went haywire. On so many different things, with Mello Kane, which we have him rescheduled again for November. So you guys that were waiting and, you know, listening on him, we'll have him back in November. So we should have Taff on the line. Taff, is that you?
Yeah. What's Taff? What's up, Ms. B?
Hey, Taff. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm just over here blushing because I'm just so thrilled that you're definitely on tonight, and I was really, really looking forward to it because you came highly, highly recommended, not to mention that I really dig your song, and it's on my iPod, so I was dying to talk to you about the song. And the one that you sent in was Get Off Your Ass.
Yeah. A little motivation there. Thank you for digging it.
Yeah, definitely. So I just wanted to kind of get your, you know, history behind the reason why, first of all, you submitted that one, which I kind of get it, why you submitted it, but I just want to hear your intake on it. And also, what made you come up with this song?
I mean, the beat, first of all, the beat spoke to me, you know. When I first heard the beat, I was like, wow, this is the horns. It's kind of epic, you know. It's kind of charging, energizing. So the only thing I could think of is, you know what I mean? A lot of my boys, it's like, yo, you doing the rap thing. You nice, you spit. I want to get on. But they ain't doing nothing to make that dream come true. So it's like a little subliminal shot. Like, if you want something, go and get it. You know what I mean? Get off your ass. You know what I'm saying?
Right, definitely. It just fits so good into just today's life. That's why I think that I really like that song and appreciate the passion behind it so much, because it's just like I was just saying, like, you know, so many of us have dreams and aspirations and things that we want to pursue, but we just don't go out there and reach for those things, you know? And you are definitely a go-getter. I see how you – Right. That's why I'm so grateful to just, you know, have you as an, you know, I call everyone that comes on the show is now family.
Okay.
Period. And how that works, Taffa, is simply this. Whatever I can do to push, promote, do whatever, then it's just a given. Because that's what family is supposed to do for each other, stand and deliver, right?
Exactly.
So tell us, not a problem, my love. So tell us about, you know, how you got started and everything in the music business. I see that, you know, your mom used to sing and your brother was a DJ.
Yeah, my mom used to sing in a group back in the days, way before I was even thought of, you know what I mean? But she would always run around the house cleaning, cooking, singing, playing old music, Commodores, you know, Patti LaBelle, all that. So it was always there. And naturally, my big brother, like, trying to follow him, he was a DJ. I used to be running behind him, trying to do whatever he did. It got me into the hip-hop scene more, you know. So that's how it all came about. Then I figured out I could create rhymes myself, so why not? So I've been doing it since, like, 8, 9 years old, trying to write rhymes and stuff, you know what I mean?
Right. So what's your latest project that you have going on right now? Because I think there's a few, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, right now I got the Divorce mixtape that's available for download on my website at www.thegodtaff.com. You know what I mean? That's DAGODTAFF.com. That mixtape is available for download. Just go there and click on the link. And I'm currently working on the new mixtape, which is called Mo Dead, and that's short for motivation and dedication. You know what I mean?
Oh my God, look at you. What am I going to do with you?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to tie you up in a little box with a bow, okay? What's going on?
No boxes. We try to get out the boxes.
I'm loving it. Go ahead. Finish telling me.
Like, we about We're about six tracks in. We're going to try to make it an EP, you know what I mean, an eight-track joint. We're like six tracks in. I did the intro, like, just before calling in, so, like, I'm hyped about that. Did the intro. I might put that out there, but I don't want to spoil, you know what I mean? I want people to wait on this one. But,
right, definitely.
Like, it's two more tracks to go, and I got enough. It's just that we got to put the selection out because the last mixtape, it was kind of like a concept mixtape, mm-hmm. a divorce tape. It stemmed from me meeting a girl to me falling in love with a girl to us having problems and me breaking up with the girl. So that's what the whole thing was about. So every song tied into each other. And now for this mixtape, Mo Dead, is we want to break away from the concept thing and just hit them with bangers. You know what I mean? So.
Wow. I love the creativity behind that. And, you know, I'm not saying this, you know, and I know everybody that listens to the show and follows the show, like, Miss P loves everything. No, I really don't love, I do love everything, but, you know, there's just certain things that I just love more than others, okay? And just where you're coming from definitely is a good reason why people should definitely follow your music in regards to, like, you know, your ideas and your concepts. Mm-hmm. You know, because a lot of people out here, they rap, but they really have nothing to talk about.
Yeah,
you know,
and
it's like, okay, I could appreciate it, and I could like that you're creative, but I can't feel where you're coming from. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So
exactly
as far as, like, shows and stuff like that, are you doing anything like that?
We got a showcase coming up in December. I didn't get all the details yet, but definitely in December, we're supposed to have a couple of shows lined up. My manager is working on that now. But what he mainly had me doing is getting out the product. You can't sell nothing if you ain't got the product, you know what I mean? So
that's true.
He locked me in a studio all day, every day. you got to save
he
me.
Locked
I'm
you in
a
studio. He just pray you. Okay, like bread and water. That's it. That's
yeah,
all you deserve
slide,
until you get this
little,
done.
Yeah, slide a little tray under the door. Like, that's it. Like, you got to help me. You really got to help me out.
I'm surprised he let you away long enough to talk to me. So, you know, we got to shout out to the manager for allowing that to happen.
Shout out to the manager, Big O, my bro. You know what it is. You know what I mean? And
exactly.
Shout out to everybody that.
Big O.
that's involved with the project, you know what I mean? My man Billy Gam from Rico Group Records, you know what I'm saying? He's going to be on a mixtape. We got my newfound man, John Janito, trying to get him on a joint, you know what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
Shout out to the whole Six Borough, Brooklyn, everybody.
Right. So, Taffa, I've been, like, kind of posting this for quite some time that you were going to be on the show. And I have on an intern show, and also I have, like, a women's group and all this other crazy stuff, so they kind of follow some of the things that I do. So they did kind of check out, you know, because, you know, on a little Facebook thing, you put the person's name, and then you can kind of, like, click on it and go to the person just to look at their profile, even if you're not their friend, you know, stuff like that. So
yeah.
I have some questions that ladies have emailed me over the course of the last couple of weeks that I promised that I would read a few. I won't read the ones that's kind of off the wall because I try to keep the show a little clean, you know. You
all
don't
right.
have to. You can say pass, okay? I'll give you that opportunity to say pass on
right,
some
right.
of them. But I'll start with the light ones first, okay? So the first question is, why are you blushing over there? Cut it out. Okay. First question is what inspires you, Taffa? And it was put in that exact format. What inspires you, Taffa?
What inspires me? It depends on inspire me to do what? To wake up in the morning?
Well, let's say that this individual was just sticking around music. Like, what inspires you to be in music?
I mean,
you know, for your motive, your motivation, your drive, the things that you know, like how you just expressed, you know, your album and why you titled it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My love for it, you know what I mean? My love for music, like, I listen to all kind of music. My love for music is, like, it runs so deep. And what inspires me to, like, to create is when people can enjoy something that I created, you know what I mean? Like, that feels so good for somebody to tell me, like, yo, that rhyme was dope, or I felt that song, or, you know, like, I got a song called PTSD that I did for my Army folks, you know what I mean, that's post-traumatic stress disorder, And I had a couple people tell me that they've cried because they're going through it. So if I could touch somebody, that's always inspiration. You know what I mean?
Wow. Where can we listen? Is that also on your website?
It's a video is on my website. Once again, www.thegodtaf.com. You know, the video is up there. You can see visuals and, you know, see the video. And then, like, maybe I could touch you, too.
I'm already touched. I don't think that you could touch me any deeper than you have already without even touching me. Okay? Okay, so the next question is, okay, what's your sign?
I'm a Scorpio, November
9th. Scorpio. My little brother's one of my little brothers are a Scorpio. You know, he says he's a lover. I don't know what that all means, you know, because I pay him no mind, but...
We kind of passionate. Scorpios are cool people. Like one of the coolest people out there. So just want to put that
out
there.
Like out of all the 11 signs, yeah.
I mean, like
I know I hear that
them,
so jelly. Okay, so the next question you know is the headbanger. Everyone wants to know: do you have a girlfriend?
No.
This is how it was phrased. Okay. Do you have a girlfriend, and if so, who is she? Because I want to ask her to leave you alone. Laugh out loud.
Wow. Well, whoever sent that question in got to talk to my bed sheets because that's the only girl I got. You know what I mean? I'm currently lonely.
All
right,
so
right
I'm
going
to definitely, I know she's probably listening, so definitely SH, I'm just going to leave those initials in the title. You know, you heard that from Taffa's mouth, girl. You heard that from Taffa's mouth.
Yeah, you come take me from these bed sheets, please. That's the only thing keeping me company at night.
The bed sheets. I'm sure she's over there, like, loving herself right now. Like, oh, the bed sheets. Yay. You know, like, one of those things. So, is it just you and your brother?
Yeah, I'm the youngest of four. I got two older sisters and an older brother, you know what I mean? And it's just us. I'm the baby.
Right.
So, you know.
Aw, the little boo-boo. Oh.
Gotta have things my way.
Yeah, that was a question from, you know, someone that's who's tuning in tonight wanted to know because, you know, of course I took a little piece of your bio and put it into the link. So it kind of says that, you know, you have your brother was a DJ, et cetera. So I guess they just wanted to know, you know, if you had any other siblings. I mean, you have to expect, like, when you have fans and you know as time goes on, this is what you're going to get in worse. So I think it's kind of light right now on the Intune show because these people know me and I don't like disrespectful, like, you know, behavior. So I'm going to just stop right there. And I guess I'll just email you the rest of them.
Okay.
And we can feel like ever in your time you want to answer those, which you really don't have to because, you know, they get a little crazy. Yeah, you know, we'll just leave them like that. So I just wanted to put out there, shout out to everyone who sent in questions for Taffa. You know,
word.
You guys know who I am, so I just kept it PG. PG, okay?
PG. PG-13.
Exactly. But you know that's going to come with the business. You know this, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, because it was just like,
I know, I said, let me find out they tried to turn this to Intune at the dark over there.
All right, exactly. Let me find out. And this is what they do for a living. You know what I mean? These are the people that I know. This is what they do for a living. They like to turn everything into like a after hour thing, you know, just to kind of juice it up a little bit. And I can appreciate that. But it's just so much that I'm going to say. And still walk away from this interview like, dag, you know, was that really necessary, Miss P? Did you really have to ask him all that information? You know, it's just like we have to have our boundaries here, you know? Absolutely.
Yeah,
so tell everybody, Taffa, you kept on shouting out your website, but just, you know, again, just give us the whole list of everywhere that people can find you to listen to your music.
All right. You can find me on my YouTube page, which is The God Taff, once again, DAGODTAFF, on Facebook, /Taffa Harrison, on SoundCloud, www.soundcloud/taff747.com, and on my website, www.thegodtaff.com. Tune in, listen.
Yes, tune in, and he is going to keep us posted. You know, maybe you'll give us like a little snippet or something going forward when you get that more. Yeah, when you get it more together and everything, maybe you'll give us a little snippet of what's to come or something.
You'll be the first to hear it.
Yay, I'm excited. Because, you know, I play songs, you know, for artists, you know, like I'll just book a day where I'll just make it just all a song day and just play songs that of people that people sent in for me.
Oh,
you know, so, you know, I'm definitely for the people. I'm definitely for the movement. I'm definitely for togetherness, you know. So any way that I could support, you know, like I said again, I'm here.
Oh, it's definitely appreciated. Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, do I seem kind of unreal, Taffa?
Nah, I mean, like, it's cool. I'm taking whatever comes my way. It's cool.
Yeah, because, you know, sometimes I go, because artists, they have showcases and stuff, which I'm actually trying to put together showcases to effort, which is going to be basically I'm trying to get sponsors. So the more people that I get to, like certain things and they can see the statistics, because, you know, statistics is speaking volumes when you're trying to get people to jump on board for certain things. And basically, they're going to be, like, some awesome prizes because I have some connections and, I mean, people can actually perform at Great Adventures because, you know, they have, like, their little stage dance stuff. So I have some, like, awesome stuff lined up. It's just all about getting, you know, where we need to be at a certain place. So when I'm out there, like, it's like this, it's not like I'm just trying to beg for the likes. I'm trying to get the likes together basically to kind of, like, make another platform for us, the family, meaning you and everybody else that's been on the Intune show.
Uh-huh.
So the platform is based for us, you know, to grow together. It's not just about me trying to get me together. Because this is not about me. I can't sing or rap. Huh?
So what I'm going to do is I'm gonna open up about 100 Facebook pages, and, you know what I mean, I'm going to like everything. Like, we need to get this off the ground. Right.
Like miscellaneous. You know what it is? Because I was told that I'm not really being like your manager, like tying people to doing it. You know, like they'll ask me to like their page, and I'll go and do it in 2.5 seconds, but I don't really come back and say, oh, like it. So I just keep posting it. Like, if they feel like it, they will. Because I just want the love to be genuine. I don't want somebody to just do it because I'm asking them to do it.
Yeah,
I want you to just definitely feel like you motivated enough to just click. So that's how I flow.
I definitely feel you on that.
Yeah, so is there any shout-outs you want to give out real quick to anybody? You know, you shout out your manager and stuff like that, but anybody else listening?
Yeah, I gotta shout-out him once more, you know what I mean? Big O, big bro, you know what I mean? Manager out there. Like, I said, Billy Gam, John Janito, my man Drums Dre, AK, the whole Six Borough, the whole Four Building, you know what I mean? And that's about it.
Right, so there you have it, ladies and gents. We had Taffa on, and we know we got to know him a little something-something. And we also get to listen to that awesome song, Get Off Your Ass. So for all those that are sitting on your ass at this moment, get off of it and do something yourself. Okay, get off Facebook, get off Twitter, get off whatever social networks there are out there. Get off those damn Farmville. What is that all about anyway, Farmville?
What is that about? Get off Farmville, man. Get off your ass, get out of grind, man.
Exactly. In the words of Taffa, get off your ass. Okay, so Taffa, anytime you want to come on and give us updates on your new projects, or you just want to come on and reach out, or even guest host with me one day. The show. You know, just hit me up and let me know, because I would love it. I love your energy. I love where you're coming from, and I'm definitely a fan.
All right. Thank you. Love you, too. Thank you for giving me this little platform right here, all right? Much love. Much love.
Much love to you as well, Taffa. Thank you so much, and you have a good night.
All right. You, too.
Okay. Bye. Yeah, so that was Taffa, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Intune Show. Tune in with us on Friday, okay, when we're going to have Millie Mack, female rapper. Until then, stay in tune. Have a good night.